And our next guest spends her days developing crowdsourcing platforms and unlocking government data for public use with websites like USA.gov, Challenge.gov, and USA Search. And she is the Deputy Administrator for Citizen Services at the General Services Administration. Her efforts have earned her a nomination for a Service to America Medal. Martha Doris joins us now. Martha, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily. How are you?
Okay. So you've done so much. To what do you attribute the popularity of USA.gov and the Spanish version, Gobierno USA.gov? Those are kind of the signature programs you're in charge of.
Well, I think that the popularity is based on, you know, the valuable information that we include on the site and the fact that the team really looks at the public and what they want from government and how they want to get information from government to determine how we're going to deliver it. I mean, we spend a lot of time, the public is really driven by their experience in the consumer world and the changing technology. So we need to, you know, change the way we deliver information to keep up with those expectations.
Can you just explain your underlying both philosophy and strategy in terms of what information you want to push out to the public and how to do it?
So we do a lot of research in terms of what the public is looking for. What do they search on when they come on to not just the government's sites and USA.gov, but what they look for across the government? So the strategy is really to provide information where the public wants it, how they want it. And hence, that's why we've used some of the new technologies, you know, in the social media space, chat and email. And we also integrate our USA.gov site with our contact center at the National Contact Center, where the public can call like 1-800-FED-INFO and get information. So it's really about, you know, back to what the digital strategy is around providing information anytime, anywhere, on any device.
And of course, your Office of Citizen Services really sounds like it's got a foot in both centuries. There's still a call center and a mailing center, and you're doing all this mobile device deployment. How do you manage two centuries in one office?
Well, you know, that is a great question and not an easy one either. I mean, we have conversations all the time about, you know, are there people still interested in getting information through like a printed media? And we know at some point that medium will go away, but right now we still have a lot of people who are ordering publications, and we still have agencies that are printing publications, and we have, you know, a very cost-effective and efficient way to help them distribute the consumer information that they have. And in fact, agencies still come to us with, you know, wanting us to distribute and disseminate their information. So it's interesting because, you know, you do have very different even people in your organization that have been doing different kinds of tasks and working in different areas over time. But we've you know, begun integrating all of these so that USA.gov allows you to, you know, download publications, as well as we use the same like database and knowledge base for the answers, whether somebody calls the contact center or whether they come online. So it's all around kind of taking the different types of information that the public wants and kind of integrating all that content so that the users can get that information in one place.
We're speaking
whether
with
it's health or finance.
We're speaking with Martha Doris, the Deputy Associate Administrator for the Office of Citizen Services at the General Services Administration and a nominee for the Service to America Medal in Citizen Services. Martha, I want to ask you about one of the things that has been achieved by Challenge.gov, another website that you've helped to create. In your nomination form, it talks about how Challenge.gov led to the Federal Trade Commission's plan to block illegal robocalls. Tell me how that came about, because I frankly love that idea.
Well, I mean, Challenge.gov is a platform where the public can go and find challenges that are being run across the government in contests, and that's really our way and the administration's way, you know, of kind of infusing new thinking and innovation from people that we don't normally get solutions from in the government. So they just, you know, an agency will come up with a problem that they're trying to solve, and if they haven't been able to solve it through traditional ways, then they will use this, the prizes and challenges method to bring that, to bring those solutions to the government. So, you know, we work with agencies all the time to help them understand the concept of challenges and prizes, and then work with them on how to set that up, how to structure a problem to get the best kind of solutions.
And here's a question we're asking a lot of our SAMMY's nominees this year. It's been pretty tough to be in federal service over the last 18 months or a couple of years with all of the crabbiness and sequestration and so forth. And there's been a lot of turmoil at GSA itself. How do you tune all that out and keep going with your program so that you can do the kind of work that nets SAMMY nominations?
Well, I think, you know, this is the time that everybody has to really dig down deep and look inside themselves about, you know, what they do every day. You know, I love the Steve Jobs quote of when you get up every day, are you doing what you want to do and what you love? And without a doubt, our team has a passion for public service and providing information to the public. I mean, when you think about, you know, providing information and services to over 300 million people that represent all kinds of cultures, all kinds of demographics, and trying to help them, you know, get them the information that they need to make decisions in their everyday life, but also during times of emergency when people are trying to take advantage of the situation, we try to be there to make sure that they have that information. So it's not always easy. I wouldn't, you know, I'd be crazy to think that it's easy for anybody, because there is a lot of outside things, but you really have to try to build up that wall and kind of stay focused on what you're trying to do every day in order to make a difference.
All right. Well, Martha Doris is GSA's Deputy Associate Administrator for the Office of Citizens Services, and we wish you the best of luck both in your job and in the Service to America medals.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be here today.